Good, ladies and gentlemen, what I want you to do is I want you to literally, in the C chord, notice what the E string and the C string are doing. So I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. You know that the very first chord there, rocking around the Christmas tree, and then what's the next chord that's written?
G7.
You see it? Mm-hmm. Now notice I'm playing a specific C and a specific G7. Have I lost anybody in these two chords? Okay, so Melinda, watch me, guys. This is really important. This is an A chord. If I take that A chord and push it up 3 frets, what is it now? C, right? This is an E7 chord. If I take that E7 chord and I push it up, and I push it up, and I push it up, what have I got? Yeah, oh, let's do that together. E7, okay? Slide it up a semitone, and now you've got one string that's open. What is the one string that's open?
E.
E. Put on your first finger on the F note. Wait a minute. This is really important. Why do I have to cover that string? Because I moved all the other 3 strings up a semitone. I don't get to leave that one open. I got to also cover it. Now that's an F7 chord. Take it and slide it up a semitone. What is it now? F sharp. Now slide it up one more semitone. What is it? G7. Okay. Hey guys, just out of curiosity, is there any note doubled in this? No. In fact, let's do this. What note's on the G string right now? B is correct. What note is on the C string right now? It's also known as an F. F. Thank you. Out of curiosity, it's the same thing. E sharp is an F. In a G7 chord, what is the F? It's the dominant 7. G, right before it, is an F sharp. But what do you do to an F sharp to make it a dominant 7? Flat it. Your F note on the 5th fret is your dominant 7. We've already established that on the G string you got your B. That's your 3rd of the chord. What note is under my first finger on the E string?
G.
And what note is on the A string? D. So I've, let's see, just work with me here. B, that's the 3rd. F, that's the dominant 7. G, that's the root. D, that's the 5th. What chord do I have?
G7.
Isn't that cool? I love it. Hey, go to C chord again. Ready? Strum it. Good, go to G7. Good. Go back to C. Go back to G7. Go back to C. Don't move. Can you make a C7 right in this chord position? It's the A7 form of a C7 chord. Have I lost anybody? You good? That I haven't lost anybody makes me very happy. Okay, now here's what I want you to do. Here it comes. Ready? I'm going to pick the E string. Watch what I do. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Did that change when I changed my chords? No, watch this. Now I'm going to pick on the C string. Listen. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. Did you hear the 2 notes that went on that C string? F and E. In the chord, those are 2 important notes. So here's what I'd like you to do. Everybody please sing whatever happens on the C string as you make your chord changes. Ready? C chord. 1, 2. Are ready to end. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. You got it. Yeah, it was my fault. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Next line, rocking around.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Very good. Could you please all sing that? Ready? One, two. Are ready to end.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Yes, and we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Just a minute, look at me. How many noticed that we just sang that in two-part harmony? Okay, now I have a silly question to ask. Was that hard? No, I sang the melody. You sang one string, the two notes that changed as you did the chords. Okay, you guys sing the melody. You guys over here sing whatever happens on the C string during those two chord changes. Clear? Then we're going to switch it. Ready? One. All you're doing is singing. Don't let me see any strumming. Focus on singing. One, two. A one, two. Right answer. And
rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Wait a minute. Switch. You guys now have the two notes. You guys now have the melody. By the way, could you hear how cool that sounded? We've only got two parts. Wait till we get four. Ready? One, two. A one, two, and.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Two, and.
Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Thank you! This is so cool. Could you go to the C chord, please? Here's what I want you to do. Pick whatever the G string does as you go through your chord changes. One, two, rocking.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop.
Two, three.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Thank you. Can I have everybody over here please sing the melody? That's right down. Raina, you over, you're all doing melody, okay? Could I have the people in the middle right here, could you please do what was on the C string? Could I have you guys over here do what was on the G string? One, two, are ready to and.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Okay, now we got a bit of a problem. We have an issue of what Rain should be singing in. Gentlemen, could I have all of you sing the melody, please? All of you. Okay? Ladies, how many of you tend to like to sing lower in your register? Okay, you're welcome. Here's your gift. This is your one gift. Your G. You're singing the G. How many of you ladies actually quite enjoy singing? Like, I'm good. Good. I'd like some ladies to actually sing there. It's not all that high. It's not really all that high, okay? So here's what you're going to be singing.
Let's da-da the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
That's you ladies that are on soprano. Altos, you're going to sing down here.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
But that's where I sing. You're actually singing here. Rocking around the Christmas tree. See, I'm a guy. Reina, forget it. I'm singing down the octave when I sing.
Rocking around.
You're not, ladies, you don't sing there. You sing here. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. That's the lady part. The other lady part is this. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Which is getting way up there for me, but is right in your range, ladies. Can I hear the two lady parts, please? One, two, and.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Good. Gentlemen, don't screw it up. Here we go. Ready? Men, you're on the melody. Rocking around. Ready? One, two, a one, two, everybody.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can't see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas spirit rings. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
And off. Could I just hear the two lady parts, gentlemen? Good. I'm really surprised. I'm kidding. Don't throw stuff, okay? Ladies, let me hear you two parts. Ready? One, two. A ready, two, and. Okay, now I hear one lady singing down the octave. Whoever that lady is, go up the octave. Okay, you don't need to sing down that low. You're singing where I would sing it. Don't do that. Okay, two. Ladies, can you do something for me? All of you. I know you're looking at words, but you pretty much got them now. We've only sung it 100 times. What I want you to do is I want you to aim your voice through this wall. Literally. I want you to aim it. In fact, you know what? You see the speaker here? Imagine that this speaker is working the other way. You're sending your sound through this speaker that's going to go through that wall that's going to go somewhere to Berkeley. Okay, you're sending your voices. Ladies, here's what I mean by that. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Here's the option. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Yay. This will go on your way. I love mistletoe. Here we go. Ladies, forward. Ready? Two lady parts. One, two. A ready, two, and. Gentlemen, hey guys, like I said before, don't screw it up. Here we go, ready? Yes, it sounds really good, really good. Here we go. Could I have the ladies sing that part, gentlemen? Those two parts, gentlemen, give me the melody. Ready? Rocking around. And by the way, guys, here, there's two ways you guys could sing it. Rocking around, we're men with Christmas tree, we're really husky guys. Guys, I want you to keep it light. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. We're happy. We haven't even started drinking yet, okay? We want to keep it light, and that means your mask is raised. This is your face, your mask is raised, so you keep this light. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Hear it? Ready, gentlemen? Up straight. This will help. Good posture. Okay, nobody moved. All right, here we go. One, two, together, two, and.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. And later we'll have some pumpkin.
gentlemen, you did your job beautifully. Ladies, I'm hearing some of you go to the melody, and that's not the idea. Da 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 or da 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 da. Ladies, da 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 da. Right, C string. La da da ba da 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 ba 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 da ba ba da ba. That's the ladies. Other ladies. Da 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 da. Good. And I need one last part. I need two men to sing with me on a G note all the way through. Here's your part. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. Tough part, one note. Yes, you and me, man. Anybody else? Yes, three. Oh, no, too many. You stay on the melody. Right, right, right. Four of us, huh? The Beatles, right here. We're singing one note. Okay. Here, guys, got the melody? We four guys got the G note. Who's singing this? This is ladies. Yeah, and I need a good number of ladies to do that. It's not that high, and it's important, right, Sal? Who are the ladies who are doing this? Oh, come on, ladies. Yeah, I got Sally. There's one. Good, yeah, take that one. Okay, I need more ladies to go. Ba-da-da. It sounds high because I'm singing it high. It's not high. Here, I'll tell you what. You two ladies sing this for me. Rocking around. Ready? One, two, ladies, go.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Hear it? Like they're awesome. You can do this. Could you do it? Okay, thank you. Would you ladies back there do it? Don't go no. You want to go down, but not down an octave, okay? Can I get a few more? Yes, you can do it. Yeah, I like it. You can do it. Good. That's, I like it. Okay, got it? Rocking around, rocking around, rocking around. Rocking around, rocking around, rocking around. Rocking. Rocking around, rocking around. Got it. One, two, a ready to end.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Hop to end.
Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop to end now. Rocking around the Christmas tree, had the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
How's that sound to you, Bart?
Really good.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Good. Hey, guys, just because we can, let me show you something. If you put your two fingers, two middle fingers on a D chord. That's a D chord, right? Agreed? Agreed? D chord? Take away your first finger. These two notes. Could you just do this? Go. Good. These two notes are D and F sharp. Agreed? Good. Could you go up to the fifth fret? It's F and A. Watch this. Your turn. Now watch what I'm going to do. See what I did? I slid up to the seventh fret. Two, three, and one. My turn. Do it after me. One. Oh, you laid it. I'll do it again. Watch me count it. Two, three, four, one. Two, three, four, one. Yeah, do you go off on one or after one? Thank you. That's the right answer. Two, three, four, one. And is there a gap between that and the next two? It says one, ba da ba, one, ba da ba. So you're gonna take off one, two, three, four, one, da da ba. Do it again, two, three, four, one, da da. Did you hear the one person go early? Not missing any names, Jeff. Ready? One, two, three, four, one, da da ba. No, over here, fix it. Two, three, four, one, da da ba. Again, two, three, four, one, da da. And by the way, after you hit that second one, dampen it. So it does this. My turn. So it stops. Two, three, four, one. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Rocking around. Watch the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Everyone's dancing merry. Right? Get it? So you're going to do bow, yap, bop, and then you keep singing in your harmonies. Yes? Got it? You just play it. There's no voice. It's a little fill. No, it's a little. Oh, can I show you the other fill? Take your middle two fingers. Go to the F note and D note. Don't do it till after I do. 2, 3, 4, 1. 2, 3, 4, 1. So here are the two spots. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can't see. Every couple tries to stop. Oh, did you see that? Yeah, slide it three times. 2, 3, 4, 1. Again, 2, 3, 4, 1. Hey, wait. Let's do that three times too. Woohoo! I love it. This is going to be so much fun sliding around. I think it was in Canada ice skating. Ready? 1, 2. A rockin' ready to and. Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Get it? Good. You got it? You know what? I was kidding about this one three times. All you got to do is once. Just do that. 2, 3, 4, 1. Again, 2, 3, 4, 1. Good. Here we go. In harmony parts.
Rock. Walking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Ready? 1, 2. A 1, 2, and.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Bow, yep, bop.
Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Mistletoe, have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
All right, so there's the first section. You all got that okay? You know what you're gonna do? Good, sing this.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear
2, 1, 2, 3, and.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear.
Good, could you sing this? Watch. Everybody, what are the two notes that you're singing ooh to? A, ooh, to a B. Could all the ladies please do that? Ooh, 1, 2, ladies. Ooh, up to a B. Oh, I like it a lot. It sounds so good. Do it again. 1, 2, ladies, ooh. Good. Can you do it one more time? Ready? 1, 2, 3, and. Good. How many of you ladies like singing up? Like, that's a nice range for me. I enjoyed that very much. How many ladies go, no, no, that's too high for me? Okay, good. Here's your note. Ooh. If you're wondering what the two notes are, F to an E, to a G rather. How do I know what note to sing, Peter? Put on an F chord, ladies, just the ladies. Could you please do this? Two strings, F string or E string and A string. Now go up to E minor. Do it again, go. To an E minor. Good, can I hear the ladies that are singing the A string sing? Ooh. Ladies, sing it now. Can I hear the ladies sing the low part? That sounded great. Ready? 1, 2, ladies. Ooh. One more time. Just the people on the E string, ladies. 1, 2, and. Ooh. Okay, no B string. No A string, rather. Just the E string people. Ooh, two, go, and. That didn't sound good. That sounded awesome. It's the only problem is there's only one of you. So we need some more. You're doing it? Let me hear you. Sing it out to me. Sing it out to me. You're you ladies doing it too? With her? Yeah, do it with her. Yeah, she's good. She's got it. Ready? Here we go. Do yours too. Ready? One, two, ooh.
Ooh.
Good. It's two notes. Watch. That's it. Ready? Could I hear the two lady parts? Ready? One, two, and now. Thank you. Ladies, do that again. Gentlemen, could you please sing this? You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear. That's the gentleman. They're crooning. Ladies, you move on to the E minor notes at the spot where they go. Feelings when you hear. Ready? One, two, a ready, two, and.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear.
Hold it. How many can sound how cool that sounds? Like that, that doesn't sound good. It sounds really good. Okay, so you got right to the end of that line, right? Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. Ooh, ooh. Here's the magic. This is like the moment. Could you please all do this? This is an A minor chord. I showed it to you earlier. Strum it once. Top three strings only. One, two, three, and. Take it up to an A minor. Sorry, that was my bad. One, two, A minor, go. Now you're going to go to a D augmented chord, and here's how you're going to do it. Take your ring finger and tuck it underneath. Ready? One, two, strum it now. Now you're going to go to an A minor 7 on the top three strings, and it looks like a G minor 7 chord. If you want to make it another way, make a C chord in that spot, right like that. See it? Take away the G string note and just strum the top three strings. One, two, strum them now. Good. Go back to A minor. One, two, strum it now. Tuck your ring finger underneath and make a D plus chord. Ready, go. Go to an A minor 7. Ready, three, go. Now go to a D7 chord made as a bar. Three, go. Thank you. Could you please all sing this? And you're going to play it as you sing it. This is my A string. Listen. How many notes did you just sing? Uno. Ready? One, two. Sing a. Ah. Thank you. Could you do that again? Ready? One, two. Ready? Go. Ah. How many heard what just happened there? Did you like it?
Yeah.
Good.
Cool.
Ladies, I need a group of you to sing the part that moved. And here's the part that moves. It's my ring finger. And then I go to D7, and I get an F sharp pitch. Do you hear it? All the ladies, try singing that. Ready? One, two, ladies, go. Okay, now, ladies, if you're singing it down the octave, it won't work. I'll give you a different note. If you're singing it, that's your note. The note I just sang up 8, that's your pitch. Ladies, do it for me. 1, 2, 3, go. Stop. That was awesome. Whoever just did that, do it again. Hold it. The other ladies that didn't just sing, you're going to do this. You're going. So can I hear the rest of the ladies? Those ladies, hang on. You're going to sing E, 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 D. Ready, ladies? One, two, go, and. Who are the ladies that are doing that? And I heard some of you. Thank you. Who are the ladies that are going to take this? Good. Can I hear the two lady parts? And if you need to pick it, pick it. Or. Ready? Two ladies. One, two, three, and. Good. Do it again. Do it again. Nice and confident. One, two, and now. Stop. I'm going to take the high C note. Sing with me, ladies. One, two, ready, go. Gentlemen, you got to admit that sounded awesome. Good. Gentlemen, could you please sing? Voices singing, let's be jolly. Okay? and then stop on the word deck. Okay? Guys, do you know how it goes? You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing. Gentlemen, ladies, sing your parts. Get on ah. Voices singing and stop on the word deck. Ready? One, two, three, and
voices singing
deck. Stop. Ladies, did you sing deck as well? When you went to that note, sing deck on it. When you went to the F sharp, sing that deck. Sing that deck. Ready? One, two, ah, ready. Deck. Stop. I need deck to actually be pitches. Deck, deck, deck. Deck, deck, deck. Okay, got it? Voices singing. One, two, and.
Voices singing, let's be deck.
Stop, that was so good. I liked it. Take it from you, we'll get a sentimental. Do you know what your notes are? Gentlemen, you're going to sing melody. Ladies, remember? You are ooh. The other lady's part was ooh. Then you're gonna sing ahs on your notes. One, two, a one, two, and now.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear
ahs.
Voices singing, let's be jolly.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. That's it. That's it. Could you please pick whatever you would have sung in that spot?
I can sing it, but I don't think I can pick.
Yeah, you can. Watch. Lay here. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear. And in the case of the high, oh. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear. That's the ooh. And then the ahs you got. Got it? Gentlemen, you're in. You're good. Can I hear all of that picked? Gentlemen, you got to pick your melody notes. That's the A to A flat. Ready? One, two. Pick your note now. Here's the ooh part. Do it one more time, then we're going to sing it. Ready? One, two, a one, two, ooh. This is the ah. Here we go. Everybody's in. Harmony parts. Ooh, you will get ooh. One, two. A one, two, and.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear us singing, let's be jolly.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Now we're going to go back to rocking around, which is the last line. You do the exact same harmonies as you did at the beginning of the song. Y'all good? Anybody forget what their harmony is? The E string and the C string. Here we go, rocking around. Last two lines. One, two, a ready, two, and.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Did you hear it? Take it from the beginning of the piece. The entire thing sung. Here we go. Yep. One, two, a one, two, three, and.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can't see, every gumball tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Maybe we'll have some pumpkin.
You will
get a
Now pick it. Ready, one, two. A one, two, pick it now. Please do this. Everyone's dancing merrily. And I've got G7 like this. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old fashioned C. A minor, F, and C chord. 2, 3. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old. Could you please do this? Sorry. So all I'm doing is the top two strings. On the C chord, A minor, I'm putting a C. F chord. 2, 3, 4, 1. 1. 1. Do it again. 2, 3, 4, 1. 1. 1. Do it again and 1. Do it again and 1. 1. 1. Can I ask a question? What chord is this?
C.
C. Good. What chord is this? A minor. And what have I added?
C.
What chord is this? And what chord is this? C. Good. If you know it, call it out. If you don't know, that's okay. What chord is this? C chord. Wait a minute. What chord is this? F. That's right. What chord is this?
C.
Anybody know what chord this is? E minor. This one? F. C. So watch this. Did you hear it? These are my notes. C chord, E minor, A minor rather, F chord, C chord. I'm going to show you on here. And I'm going to invite you to do this with me if you can. It's coming. So's Christmas. Okay. Notice it's on the 7th fret. Now, I could make it look like this, which is the F form, right? So here it is. Sorry. Here's F minor, or A minor. What does it look like when I play that chord? It's the E minor or the F minor chord that would be way up here, right? So I'm going to get you to do the C chord first. Only pull on the A string and the E string. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Again, 2, 3, 4, 1. Go to A minor. two, three, four, one. Go up to F chord, which is made like a what looks like an A chord shape, way up, three, four, one. And C one time. Three, four, C. Okay, go back to this position. C, ready? One, two, three, four, go. A minor. F chord. C. Do it again. Two, three, four, one. A minor. F chord. And C. What pitch is played all the way through all four of those chords? C. I keep it consistent. I keep that C. A minor. F chord with the C on there. C. Two, three, four, one. 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 Try that clapped. Ready? One, two, clap it, and one. Good job. Could you please do it either low, middle, or high? Ready? One, two, three, and now. One. One. And the last one. Two, three, four, one. 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 Okay, do I want the full chord? No, I don't. I just want the top two strings. Whatever position you're playing it in. Do it again. One, two, three, four, one. 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 Again, and one. Rest. Rest. Get that last one on the beat. Ready? One, two, three, four, one. Rest. Rest. Bum. Good, that was good. And cut it so it doesn't ring. Do it again. One, two, three, and C. Boom. A minor. F. C. Good, I like that. You cut that nice and short. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know which of the three positions you're in, and I don't care. They all work. I don't know if you noticed what I just did. C chord. A minor. F chord. See it? And at the end, I cut. Or. Cut. Or in this position. Or up here. Sorry. Let me hear it. One, two, three, and rest. One. Rest. Good. Last time. And then I'll show you the very end of it. One, two, three, four, rest. 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 And boom. Okay. Would you like it? Some are going, no, I'm done. For those who want it, I showed you a C chord before. Look here. There's a C chord, right? If I play, it looks like what shape? What shape? G. Right? It's on the seventh fret. So go to there and make a G chord. One, two, three, strum it. Good. Strum only the top two strings. One, two, three, go. Good. Guys, what note is on the A string when I'm playing that? Anybody? E is correct. Watch this. E, F is what I added. My pinky went onto the F. Do that. E, then F. One, two, three, and. E, F. Now what am I doing? Where am I going? See what I did? Here, I'll show you. Look at my hand. What note is that? F sharp is right, and then two, three, four, one. Two again, two, three, and ba, 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 da, da. And what did I go do? You've done this earlier today.
C9 or so.
C9. It's a C chord. with a nine. Here's what it would sound like. You like it? Yeah, you could do it if you'd like. But I'm not going to force you to do that. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a couple questions about this. Thanks, guys. When you play a piece like this, what you're literally doing is taking everything that was previously shown to you and you're consolidating it. So let's talk about that. When I asked you to sing harmony parts, what was I asking you to understand? Yeah. Did y'all catch that? Say it one more time, John.
The harmony in the chords.
Yeah, and I'm basically saying if you can put down the chord and pick out one of those notes within it, and your question earlier was, will any note in the chord work? No. You notice how strategic about which notes I had you do. Yeah. Right? There are some that wouldn't have worked as well. So I took three notes, chord notes, that I knew would work well, including the seven and the third of the chord, the dominant seven and the third. Should have noticed that. Okay? Secondly, how did I get you to play the melody? Yeah, getting it in your ears. I did exactly that. I had you listen and then do it. And when your rhythm wasn't tight, what did I have you do? Clap it, stomp it, speak it till it was tight. Did we get it tight? Yeah, and there was no sense going on to getting you to pick it until it was tight, so you had a sense of the rhythm. By that time, you had it in your ears. You had sung it enough times that your melody was starting to work. When you play this, you think about the scale that's in, C scale, right? The start is three notes. You know what chord that is? It's a G7 chord. So what I was trying to do all the way was get your ear to identify the melody. Get it in your ear, and then get it on your fingers. Do you think that the better you know your scales, the better you'll be able to play? And I'm going to say this to you. The last thing I'm going to do with you today is around giving you that sense of how to practice so that your fingers will automatically go where they need to go. See, melody we got. Scale work you had to do to get it. Ear work you did. Did you get some singing that was actually about singing it the right way?
Yes.
You absolutely did, and you sounded phenomenal. If I didn't mention that before, I want to say it again. You really sounded good. Okay. Did you learn a little bit about music theory through all of this?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe more than a little bit. Okay. And I get that that's the part that makes your brain hurt, but here's the thing. I took theory at university. Here's what the professor said as he introduced the class, and he was a very, very old man, and he was very meticulous. He said, yes, tomorrow we begin theory. I want everybody to come with manuscript paper. That's paper with lines on it. Paper, it's something we used to use. Manuscript paper with lines on it. You will need a pencil. Oh, some of you may need an eraser. And we went through three levels of theory for the next several months. Dry, boring, hard to deal with. Every bit of theory that I gave you today was based on you being able to touch it and see it on your instrument. Now, I know it still can make your head hurt because there's so much, but the reality is it's here. You put together melody and harmony. Even in this song that we just did, you put together the concepts of melody, harmony, and rhythm and beat to get a complete package. There's nothing today in this piece that we didn't cover earlier to consolidate it all. And all of it is about giving you a total music package. Now, yeah. And I'm saying to you guys, if you follow this, if you practice as I showed you with chords, if you practice as I showed you with note reading, and by the way, there's only one right way to get better at note reading. You know what it is? Do it. There's no magic. I mean, I've shown you patterns and I've showed you scales, steps, jumps. But at the end of the day, playing it, that's what makes all the difference. And I will say this to you. The way that I've presented to you today gives you two options that you should embrace. You can either make music with other people or you can make music alone. Both are absolutely worthwhile and both are absolutely legitimate. If you're going to do it together, what I've just done, that's giving you a chance to actually make music. You sang in four-part harmony. Oohs and ahs, that was four-part harmony. Playing an arrangement is about pulling all of that together. With a group of people, it's like one of the neatest things you can do. But being able to play chords and melody and find the melody within the chords, that's an individual activity that you can absolutely do. And you can choose to do it where the melody is on the A string. Or you can choose to do it where the melody is within the chord. You have the ability to play either way. And it, and I'm going to tell you, it's more fun than a barrel of monkeys. Carrot caution. I practice when my wife's watching TV. Did I mention I'm also watching TV when she's watching TV? You either have a very understanding spouse or you need to have a room with a door on it. It's one of the two. Okay? Okay, before I give you the last thing. Doug, how late are we going today?
4:30.
Okay. How many of you are going to make it to 4:30? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good, okay. A few of you are going, 4 is my limit. I'm going to give you one more thing, and then what I'd like to do is I'd like to stay and basically work with, and I will work with anybody, 4 to 4:30, answering any questions, doing any sort of stuff. I'm happy to do that. I'm seeing your faces, guys. I get that whole tired thing. I got it. But just before I do my last activity that I definitely need to do, I want to make sure there's room for any questions that you might have. Go, Jeff.
I noticed you gave us notation, but no tab.
Right.
Is there a reason for that?
I don't use tab.
And I'm just curious why.
Okay. I'm glad you're asking the question. You may not like the answer, some of you, but it's my answer. You asked the question. So here's the deal. I met a fellow in England that has a conservatory of music, and he said, this is the standard for a student, my students, to get a conservatory-level ukulele instruction. And I looked at it, and what he had on it was a line of music and all the tablature underneath it. And I said, oh, that's interesting. And I had a program from the festival with me, and I covered up all the tab. And I said to him, do you ever just give them the notes? He said, why would I do that? I said, well, so that they could figure out where to play the piece. He said, no, I wouldn't do that. And I said, as I walked away, so then your students will always need you to tell them where to put their fingers. See, I'm going to tell you something. When I started playing, Chalmers Doan, terrific man, an icon, he's held in very high regard in Canada, and rightly so, said, yeah, here's what you do. You just play like this. And I said, well, how did you do that? He said, you just do this, this, and this. I said, yeah, I know, I could see what you did, but how did you do that? You know what? I was a keyboard player. I never played a fretted instrument. Saying, just do it like this, made no sense to me. Yeah, well, you just do it like this. Well, if somebody explained to me that it was a chromatic instrument, like I did with you, they explained that you put your fingers down, you form chords, and that those chords, depending on chord shapes, make different forms, and that the melody note is around the chord, depending on where you put it, that would have made sense to me. But he didn't do that. He said, just play like this. So what was he saying I should do? Copy what he did. But I don't understand that. So I made it my business to relearn my music education around a fretted instrument. Because I'd never played a fretted instrument. I played keyboards. Did I mention that? To boot, it was an accordion. Not even a... I couldn't see half of the instrument. It was on this side, right? Do you know, ultimately, what I had to do was to relearn how music works on this instrument. And the way I taught you today is based on my understandings so that you would have them. You know what my ideal is? My dream is? That you don't need me. If you have enough knowledge of chord notes and of where the notes are on the instrument, I don't need to tell you where to put your hand. See, look at the way I taught you this. Okay, this is a C chord. Put your hand up here. You know what I'd far rather? Not today, but at some point, I know where the C chord is up on the 7th fret. It's in the F shape. I know how to do that. If I want to only use 3 strings, I'll use the G shape. I know that, Peter. You don't have to tell me. I got it. Okay, thanks. You need a C note on the A string. Okay, what's the chord? It's an F. Good, I'll make an F and I'll put down a C on the A string. What's the chord? It's a C. Good, I'll put down a C on the 3rd fret. It's a C7. Good, I'll bar C like an A7 up and make a C chord. You see, if I need to tell you to do that, then you still need me. But that's not what teachers are intended to do, I don't believe. I believe teachers are intended to give you independence. Your literacy level means that you need me less. Oh, you're trying to do yourself out of a job? Well, actually, if I do, I've done a masterful job. Here's the flip side. No, because then I find new stuff to teach you. New understandings, new ways to present to you. I don't think I'm ever going to run out of work. Because there's lots to learn. But I do know that if I have to keep coming back next time and go back over this again, here's what's going to happen. You're going, oh yeah, that's how it goes. And I'm going to go, but I showed you this last time. Peter, I didn't quite get it. Ah, I'm happy to go over it again. More than happy to go over it again, because you clearly want to understand. And I want you to understand. If I give you tab, I'm essentially telling you where to put your fingers. I don't want to tell you where to put your fingers. I want you to go fishing for yourself, because I can feed you today with one fish, or you can eat for a lifetime by going and doing your own fishing.
That's a great answer to my question. Thank you.
You're very welcome, sir.
So, today's learning was very nice. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I hear a butt coming.
And what should we do before the next Max Yuk to practice?
Oh, great question. You know what? An awesome, awesome question. I showed you all the chord positions, C, D, F, G, and A. I would make it my business to go through and play those chord positions up the neck, realizing where you're playing. But you know what? In isolation, that's just about getting your muscle memory. Do you remember the thing I did with you with the 1 chord and the 5-7? Now that's powerful, because if I start here and I play my F chord and my 5-7 and do a silly song like Rockin' My Soul and I play it up the neck and then I play the 1-5-7 in the key of D with A7 and then I play it in the key of, you get what I'm saying? If you take those chord forms that I gave you and out of those chord forms, play the 5-7 and the 1 in every key and just go through it, you're immediately going to know your instrument better. You're going to immediately have an understanding of where to go. If you can then take the minor 6,
that's my question.
Okay? You can then take the minor 6, and there are only 4 forms, and use the minor forms up the neck, then you're now able to play 4 chord songs where there's a 1, a 4, 5-7 and a 6 minor, and now you're playing them up the neck in different positions. I would absolutely do that. If you can, I would do it. Secondly, follow up. Take music. Any score that you get, and the first thing you do is look at it and say, what is the highest note that I have to play? So how many of you attended the session I did last time at Kala? Okay, I gave the folks last time a song that went like this. You notice I'm moving up the neck? The last thing I'm going to do with you is show you how to practice that. And there's a note up. that's all up on the 10th fret and higher. So my being able to play up there is relevant. But if I don't understand it, it'll never happen. You know what the tendency to do is when you see a song with a high note? Flip the page. I change the key. I want you to look at, you know what? I have an ensemble in Reno that I work with. I changed that what I just played for you. That's minuet in G. I just played it in F. Because in G, I didn't feel that I could teach it to the adults that I was working with. The year after that, I taught them Pachelbel's Canon in D. In D. Well, that means they have to go all the way up to a B note above high A up here to play it. I'm okay with that. So are they now. So embrace the idea of using the instrument all the way up the neck. Don't be afraid of it. Don't look at it like, I can't play that because that note's too high. Find out where it is. Hey, and I told you I'm going to do some stuff with you. You'll see this in a minute. What scale is that? Two octaves. Did you hear me break and stop someplace? I'm going to show you how to do that in a few moments. So when you start playing the scale in two octaves, now all of a sudden you've unleashed, you've opened, made available the entire neck to you. Chords, scale notes. Three, you start playing with chords and understanding why the chord is what it is. And I would challenge you to do this. Take a piece that you know how to sing the melody to. Strum along with it. Sing it so that the strumming is clean. If you have a metronome, put the metronome on. Make sure you can stay to it in time. And then what? Then sing one of the harmony notes off the strings. Pick one of the strings, any one you want. Say, let me see what the harmony does as I sing through this. If you've got somebody that can sing with you, get them to take one note and you take the melody and see if you can create two really nice harmonies that come out of the notes on here. And last but not least, chord melody. Take pieces that you know you can play or you feel comfortable playing and start to attach them to a melody. Thank you. You know what? I just started working on that. I heard it on the radio and I said, man, I like that song. So I started doing it here. Is that the right place to play it? Uh-uh. That's the right spot. Right? So now I've got a sense of me. This is me practicing. This is something I can do. You can do the same thing. If you know where your chords are on the instrument, it goes, I can't do that yet, Peter. Good, then take This Land Is Your Land. Take You Are My Sunshine. Take the song, Oh, When the Saints. They're simple melodies. Add the chord to it. Practice the song, Good Night, Ladies. Yeah.
So,
is that enough to practice so far? Yeah.
How do we get into that? Because it seems like there is somebody who has done the analysis and these chords go well with these songs.
Yeah.
But when I want to practice, go into that, it's always not clear as to how to approach that.
Okay. So I can talk to you more about this after. What you're asking, and I heard you playing earlier, and I know you're ready for that. The majority of these folks aren't.
Okay.
So I've got two answers for you. Remember earlier I talked about the one, the two minor, three minor, the four. There are chords that are attached to every one of the diatonic scale notes. So you can play a C major 7 for the one. You don't have to play a C chord.
Yeah.
You can play a D minor 7 attached to the 2, an E minor 7. You have a diminished on the 7. What you start doing is playing with the different jazz chords that allow you to play through the scale up the neck using the different positions. And I can talk to you more about that after. But if that's where you're ready to go, that's where you should go. Mm-hmm. Other questions? These were good ones. That was a good one.
I think you've answered this maybe, and if you have, that's great. I found doing the harmony today fantastic. It was great. And are there other ways that we can practice that when we're by ourselves, other than just picking out the string and singing it?
You mean the actual vocals?
Yeah.
Do you have any friends?
We have a keyboard too.
Yeah, I also direct the choir. And one of the things that I love to do is to have them sing jazz chords, because there are goofy intervals, like there's seconds. You know, you're singing a C against a D with a C. See, I love that sound. But I also know that if I add the third to it, it immediately fixes that dissonance. So if I'm singing a chord, as soon as I added the C, it almost made it palatable, right? So embracing dissonance that works is something that I think is really important. And if you can get three people together to sing, remember that you need a third in the chord. That if you're going to sing a jazz chord, you need the dominant seventh. And if you have the third and the dominant seventh against a melody line, you're cooking. You have three-part harmony. So again, you know, I'm going back to this group that I worked with in Reno. We're doing a piece by Stevie Wonder called Sir Duke, right? And there's a section of it. They're singing four-part harmony around those chords. I didn't score any of it. It's all on their fingers. So they've got the dominant seventh here. They got the 9 chord here. And then I throw the melody separately on the top. Well, they're doing that very successfully and very comfortably because it's on their fingertips. So I'm saying to you, that's a great way to practice it. And even if all you're doing is singing one of the notes as it moves through the chords, if you've got somebody that can sing melody beside you, you're already in a position where you're sharpening your ear and creating the ability to sing in two-part harmony. It works. You know what? The other thing you can do, you can always do it, is if you can find a community choir. The church has a choir. Go to the church choir. Yeah, I'm just here to sing. All that other stuff. Yeah. Catholic Church, can somebody tell me when to stand up? Yeah. What, you kneel? Okay. Okay. Does that help?
Yes.
Okay. Other questions? Okay. Can you play C scale for me one time? Ready? 1, 2, 1 on each. Notice you had open notes, right? Every time you have an open note, what I want you to do is I want you to put your first finger on the other side of the nut over here, okay? What I want you to do is I want you to play the C scale again. I want you to play it with your three fingers that are not your index finger. So you'll get something like this. Got it? We're going to go back and forward. Ready? Forward and back. 3, go. C, D, E, F, G. By the way, for those of you that are my age or around my age, you know that that's a fantastic brain activity, right? I'm not kidding. That is a great activity for your noodle. It's forcing you to do something that is not comfortable. Do it again. Ready? 2, 3, and. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, B, A, G, F, E, D. Terrific. Here's here's what I want you to do now. Same thing as we did before. Go up one semitone. Now your first finger is across your first fret. You're going to do the same thing with these fingers, exact same positions. Ready? One, two, three, go. Now, most of you have already got this. Great. I don't keep my finger down flat. I let my finger rove through that first fret. You try it. Two, three, go. Good. Go up to D, please. Three, go. Guys, you really want to be Russian. Do it again. Two, three, go. My turn. Your turn, go. My turn, here it comes. Turn and up to the high B flat. Ready? Two, three, pick it. To my turn. Your turn. My fault. Go. Here comes the ending of it. Two, three, go. Good. Could you please go up to the fifth fret? Please play the F scale right there. One, two, F scale, go. Time. One, two, three, go. Could you please play this? Your turn. Two, three. My turn. Two, three. Up. Two, go. Two, three. My turn. Two, three, and. Do it again. One, two, three, see that. And stop. Did you notice that I just strummed it? What key did you just play it in?
F.
F, good. Could you please tell me what's the chord going to be, the first chord you're going to play? F, that's right, it's key of F. So just strum that once with your thumb. Ready? One, two, three. Da, two, three. Again. What's the next chord? Da-da-da. C7 is right. Hey, guys, but you don't get to move your hand. What shape is that C7? It's the G7 position. Ready? One, two, G7. Da da da. Two, three. Da 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 da. And back to F. C7. Can you play a B flat right there? To the one F. C7. And F. So watch my. You pick it. C note. That's your pitch. One, two, pick. Da da da. Da 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 da. You're picking. Da da da. Da 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 da. Da 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 first chord, one, two, call it out. Yep. Next chord. Yep. Next chord. Try it. Ready? One, two, a one F chord. Da da da. Could you please go up two frets? Could you please play the G scale? One, two, G, go. Thank you. Could you do it one more time for me? But this time what I want you to do is I want you to play four times in each note and look at my hand as you do it. Ready? One, two, start now. I played a G scale just now. What three chords did I play to accompany it? G, what else?
C
and D7. There's my D7. What shape is the chord? G7. What shape is the C? F shape. What frets it's barred on?
Seven.
Try strumming the chords. Ready? G, two, ready, and. Next chord. Should be the 7 chord. What is the 7 in the key of G? D7. Ready? 3, go. Back to the 1. Now you need a 4 chord. 1 chord. 4 chord. 5, 7. 1 chord. Thank you. Now what you're going to do is you're going to pick each note four times, then you're going to accompany it for four beats, like this. Ready? One, two, three, go! It's a 1 chord. 4 chord, 1 chord, 4 chord, 5, 7, and G. Okay, so I've just done three things with you. Can anybody identify for me the three things that I've done? Showing you a pattern for doing scales all the way up. Fair game? Yep. The 3, the 1, the 4, and the 5, 7. And I gave you a third activity to do around your scales. What was that? Play notes, play melodies by ear. Right? So that you become what? Muscle memory oriented. You got to use your ear for that. But there's three ways to practice. You were asking me? There's three ways to practice your notes, okay? Just when you thought it was safe to come out of the water. Could you please play a G scale starting on low G and stop on this G right here. Ready? One, two, G, go. G, A, B, C, D. Stop. You're going to continue the G scale. What would the next note be?
A.
Play the A. Stop. When you're playing the A, how much of your left hand do you need?
None
of it. That gives you time to move. What's your next note after A?
B.
Now, I could do this. Look here. But you and I both know that that's an unreliable way to play the G scale. What's a better way? Go up to a spot where you can find a B note to continue after that open A. You just played the G scale. Where is there a B note that you could play after that A? 7th fret, somebody said it. Which string? E string. Look for the 7th fret, E string. That's your B. Play. Play it. Go. Where's the C? Semitone. Where's the D? Tone up. Where's the next note? E? F sharp. Semitone. Back to F sharp. E. D. C. B. A. G. Oh, look where my hand is. I use the A to move back to the position in first position. Ready? G now. Do it now. Two times in each note. We're going to do two octaves. One, two, ready, and G, A, B, C, D. Where are you going? F sharp, G, A, B, C, D, E, F sharp, G, F sharp, E, D, C, B, A, move, G, F sharp, E, D, C, B, A, G. Thank you. How many recognize that in your book, in the package that you were given, and I'm going to show you this. Nice catch, Peter. You're welcome, Peter. I gave you this. Right? That's a C scale, yeah? I see it. And when you flipped it over, that was the F scale, yeah? Okay. You got a pencil? Pen? What I want you to do on either of these two scales, in fact, on both of them, is I want you to circle the first note, F, second note, G, third note, A. That's do, re, mi. And then I want you to go to so and la. So is the fifth, and the la is the sixth of the scale. In the key of F, do, re, mi is F, G, A. What's the five? C, and what's the six? D. Could you circle those notes? Could you please play those notes in scale of F, four times in each note? One, two, three, go. G, A, C, D, back to C, A, and F. Thank you. I'm going to play those notes for you two times in each note. You play it back to me. Three, go. Thank you. One time in each note after me. Two, three, go. Now, how many notes are in that scale? You're right. Do, re, mi, sol, la, sol, mi, re, do. Anybody know what it's called? Yes, it is. So you notice how you just played that as a pentatonic scale. Five notes. Okay, this is the precursor to improvising. It's the precursor to all kinds of really neat stuff. Here's what I want you to do. You need to play. I'm going to have you play in the key of C, the pentatonic scale, like so. So go down below, A to low G. One, two, three, go. Do it again, two, three, go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play only that combination of five tones. You echo back to me. Go! My turn. My turn. E. My turn. My turn. Two, three, low G. Ba, ba, dee, 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 dee. My turn. Go. I got sunshine. My turn. On a cloudy day. On a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, when it's cold outside, I got the month of May, I got the month of May. I guess you'd say, go. I guess you'd say, my turn. What can make me feel this way? What can make me feel this way, my girl? Yeah, you get it. Folks, that's a pentatonic scale. All of those notes are from the pentatonic scale. I played that in the key of C. What's stopping you from playing a D pentatonic, an E pentatonic, an F pentatonic? Nothing. If you can identify the do, re, mi, sol, la, do, re, mi, sol, la, sol, mi, re, do, in any scale, you got that, you can go ahead and play. Now what you're doing is you're developing your ear. Okay? You're developing your ear. Okay. My last thing for you. I've already told you about strumming, and I've told you about chords. Most of that is going to be your left hand, but your right hand counts for a whole ton of stuff. Okay, so watch what I want you to do. This is on a C scale. Okay, now, scales again? Yeah, but it's about your right hand. Could you please do this? All the way through the scale going up. Ready? One, two, three, and. You can stop there. Does anybody have a question? Because I noticed some people going, what did he do there? Ask your question. I'm happy to answer it. Okay. How many of you know that on the fifth note of the C scale, which is called? I play a C chord. That's what you're supposed to play. How many realize that? How many didn't realize that? Good. Let me tell you why. Do you know what C note, the fifth note, is in the scale? It's the dominant note. You think it's important? Hey, somebody's calling something dominant. Dominant. No, the G in the C. That's okay. I caught you. I'm there. So guys, when you play the dominant chord, you play the tonic chord. When you play the dominant note, you play the tonic chord. Your G is with a C chord. If I play this C chord, I'm moving my fingers. If I play this C chord, it works. Agreed? Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do this one more time. We're going to play the C chord, D with a G, E, F, subdominant, dominant note, tonic chord. Fourth, five, seven, one. Got it? One, two, pick, strum. Okay, now, if I've already lost you, this is going to get a little bit sneaky. All I've done is I've accompanied the C scale, with the three chords, the 1, 4, 5, 7. So, don't fall. Thank you. Let's do this so we make sure we got this. Because this is going to be about your right hand, but you got to have a context in which to practice it. And the context is that scale. Okay, so when you play the C, what chord do you play with it?
C.
The one. If I do that, that'll make it easy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, when I play the D, what chord do you play with it? Very good. That's exact. Do you all follow that?
Yeah.
Okay. The E note, what chord?
C chord.
It's the C. It's the one. And why would it be the C and the one?
It's the third and the C.
Who's the genius that said that? There's the yes. Good. And you're exactly right. It's the third. It's the backbone of the chord. Okay. Here, which chord do you play with that?
Four.
Yes, you do. Yeah. And we've already established that this is the dominant note in the scale, so you play the five. Yeah, it's the number five, you play the one. Good. And the A is
four.
That's right. Like that. And then the B is 5-7. In fact, it's the third of that chord, right? And of course, the C is going to be the one. Good. So now, and you, yes?
Why the preference for the seventh or just the five chords?
It actually plays as a seven as one of the accompanying chords. It's literally played because that's a leading tone to the next. Okay, here we go. Can you please play it so you get C, D, E? Ready? One, two, three, four. D leads to the third. Four. Five, seven, one. Backwards, five, seven, A, G, F, E, D, C. Now, this is a great exercise you should follow through on, because that's the easy way to accompany your scale, right? It's not the only way, but it's an easy way too. Okay, now watch what I want you to do. I showed you this earlier, where you filled with the low G string. Here's what I'm doing. I'm plucking the G, then I'm pulling on the melody scale note, and then strumming. So I get this feel. Ba-ding, chick, 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 ba-ding. And that's the feel you want. Play, pull, strum. Da-ding. Just do this. Three, go. Do it again. Go. Good. Now do it with D. Do it again, D. Go to the E note and. Two, do it again. Two, three. Now we're going to go to the F. Two, then to the C. Two and three, next note. Two to the G, two octave. Two, three to the A. Two, three, pull the G. A, two, three, now with a G. With a B, ready, one, two, go. Two, do it again, two, go. Two to the C, two, go. Two, do it one last time. Good, so try it this way. Thumb filling. Okay? Watch what I'm going to do. So I thumb, pull, up, down. Ba-ding, up, down. Ba-dum. One, two, three, four. C there, up, down. Good. I'm going to go back and I'm just going to ask you to do that with the C, like so. Three, go. Good. Do it again. Same thing. That was good. One, two. Good. Now you're going to go to the D. What chord will you play on it? G7. Ready? One, 2. Good. Remember, it starts on an up down on the strum. Ready? Do it again. 3. Go. Good. Go to a C chord with an E. Ready? 1, 2. Thumb. Pull. Again. 3, 4. Good. Go to the F with an F chord. Ready? Go. Thumb. Pull. And strum. Now go to the G with the C chord. Ready? Go. Thumb. Pull. And there. Good. You go into the A with the F chord. Ready? And. Ba-dum. Go to the G7. 2, 3. Go. Ba-dim. And C chord. 3. Go. Ba-dim. Good. Now I'm going to get you to do something really radical. See what I just did? This is a brush. I'm going to brush up and down. Can you all do that? Dampen these strings so you don't ring it. And just do this. Up, down. 2, go. Again. 2, go. 2, go. 2, go. 2, go. 2, go. Now watch this. 3, go. C chord with the C note. 1, go. Body. Again, 2, go. Ba-doom. Again, 2, go. My turn on the D note. 2, 3, go. 2, 3, go. Try it on the E with the C chord. Ready, go. 2, 3, and brush. 2, 3, and go. To the F chord now. 2, 3, and go. 2, 3, one more. Go to the G7, to the C chord of the G. Ready, go. Body. Again, 2, go. Again, 2, go. To the A with the F. 2, 3, and go. To G7, body. With the B, 2, go. Last time, 2, go. And C chord, go. Again, 2, go. Okay, so now what you have is this rhythm. Showed you involves your thumb, first finger, and either a brush or a strum. You can do it with a lilt, which is what we just did, or you can do it square. But now that right hand gives you a rhythmic flair to the piece that you're playing that is very different than just straight strumming. Okay, now, to be really clear, that's tricky stuff. And your best bet is take a C scale and do it in super slow motion. Thumb pull, chunk chunk, da doom, chunk chunk, really slow. Nobody's going to measure how fast you can do this. But what it does immediately for you is it gives you that feel of another way to play your rhythm and another way to play as a soloist.